this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening. The show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, or geckos. As I always say, I'm getting sick of saying it, but they ain't extinct yet, so I guess I gotta keep saying it. No goddamn geckos. Are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the godlike, etc. You should know me from the comic I used to appear in many years ago, Zomo the Destroyer, but really, you should know me from the damn podcast you're listening to, episode 201 now. But if not, shame on you. You can catch yourself up at my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com. So, February. Ugh. Well, at least it's not January anymore, iguana, I suppose. Technical Support Monkey has been going on and on and on about her stupid, inedible, early spring flowers. But at least when iguana's over visiting, it can now shoo her outside and tell her, go play outside with your stupid flowers no one cares about. And I get to watch her, you know, through the window, obviously, so I'm warm, but she's not. I get to watch her pulling weeds for my entertainment. And, you know, it's always good to see humans doing manual labor. She did at least buy some violas, which violas are edible, but here's the thing. Chimpy didn't buy organic violas, or at least she wouldn't say she did, and there's nothing on the signs, on the, you know, the little taggy things that they stick in the pots about them being organic. So I have no idea what crap has been sprayed on them, and, you know, iguana don't want to get no icky chemical mouth effect from eating bad violas that have been sprayed with horrible chemicals. So iguana gonna wait until at least, well, I guess next year, you know, then I can chew on them because they'll have fresh unsprayed growth because Technical Support Monkey don't spray nothing, even when she really should. Anyways, yeah, goddamn chimps. But speaking of watching chimps do manual labor, you know, iguana been watching this series on YouTube. It's this old British TV show called Time Team, wherein there's a bunch of chimps who dig holes in the ground looking for... not sure exactly. I don't really pay attention, tend to doze off, but sometimes they find roaming coins, and iguana hears those are worth some money. I mean, aside from actually being money, they're worth more money than what it says on the money. So Iggy has started hassling the chimps to start finding Iggy some coins. Technical Support Monkey, of course, is a lazy bitch, and thus she's trying to avoid trench digging duty by claiming there won't be any roaming coins in the dirt here because stupid frozen Canada was never part of the Roman Empire. Oh, so basically the Romans were smart enough to not come here, unlike your ancestors.
Okay, like the Romans, they didn't like know about Canada?
Oh, they knew, Chimpette, they knew. They were just smart enough to stay away.
Okay, like how would they know about Canada? Like they didn't have ships that could cross the Atlantic to come here? Like all their maps stopped past like Gibraltar?
Nonsense, Chimpette. They simply knew better than to come here and be frozen and eaten by polar bears.
Okay, like, one would think the Romans would have been, like, fine with people getting eaten by polar bears, you know, just so long as they could watch in an arena, and, like, the people being eaten were criminals or, like, Christians or whatever.
Yeah, but watching people being eaten by wild beasts is so much more enjoyable in the hot Mediterranean sun, not in minus 50 here in stupid frozen Canada. Well, I just got Technical Support Monkey insisting that it's never been minus 50 where she lives. That's what she thinks. She's, yeah, I don't believe her. And we know she's bad at math. You know, she failed calculus at university. I mean, the first time she went to university, not the time she's going next, when she's going to learn how to apparently be even more of an unemployable layabout. But anyways, in any case, Technical Support Monkey, she insisted there's no point in even looking for Roman coins, because she's lazy. She certainly hasn't obeyed Iggy's orders to start digging a Time Team trench in the park across the street from her house, let alone in her house. Well, of course, in her yard she won't dig, because, you know, that would interrupt her stupid tulips, which are also inedible crap. Georgie, of course, hasn't been any more compliant on the ditch-digging front than Chimpette. And neither has Pierre coughed up any Roman coins out of the yard.
You want the Roman coins, eh? You gotta buy them on eBay.
No, Pierre, you and Georgie can dig some up for me out of the lawn.
No, Zamo, that only work in England and Italy, eh?
Okay, well, let's send Georgie to England to fetch Iggy some Roman coins, then. For some reason, Pierre didn't really seem to take Iggy seriously about that. And it's weird, because, you know, you'd think that he would be looking forward to sending Georgie to a foreign land where she would hopefully never return from. You know, because then he could escape and be with his own kind, his fellow Quebecois, Frenchy, whatevers, you know, in Tofino, where his cousin has the surf shop and whatnot. But anyways, who knows? I don't get it. Of course, when one wants to know about coin hoards, the hands-down expert, at least in terms of the chimps and iguanas' acquaintance, well, that's Mr. Heidel. So, on Thursday morning, Iguana got technical support monkey to drive me the one block from her house to Mr. Heidel's. Mr. Heidel answered the door wrapped only in a towel. Awkward. Gross, in fact. Ugh. Hi, Mr. Heidel. How are you today?
Got sworn I said for you to call first, Zamo.
Iguana was busy and couldn't call.
Zamo, you said it was okay to come over. Sorry, man. I can bring Zamo over some other time.
Shush, Chimpy. This is more convenient for Iggy. Mr. Heidel, go put some clothes on.
Jack, who's there?
Iguana could have sworn Ig knew that voice.
Neighbor's Iguana. Zamo.
Zamo? Oh my god, I know Zamo.
Huh?
Sure enough, Millie came running downstairs. Also wrapped only in a towel.
Hi, Zamo.
Millie, put some clothes on.
Oh, I forgot where I left them, Jack.
Oh, you probably left them on the kitchen table.
Okay, I'll be right back.
So, you and Millie, how'd you two chimps meet, exactly? Well, Mr. Heidel growled. You know, he didn't want to answer, but Millie called back down the stairs.
Jack's one of my housekeeping clients, and then we hit it off. You guys want coffee?
Huh, interesting. See, Chimpette, you need to get a damn job, like cleaning houses, so you can get a man monkey from your customer list. Technical support monkey just scowled. Anyways, we all followed Mr. Heidel back upstairs to the kitchen where Millie had at least managed to find her underoos to put back on before starting the kettle. Mr. Heidel vanished down the hallway, I suppose in search of his own undies to put back on. Well, Chimpette and Millie only know each other a little bit through Georgie, but they still know each other somewhat, so they quickly fell into the old she-chimp habit of the usual gossip and noise. You know, guys know what it sounds like when a bunch of chimps get together and start talking. God. Anyway, soon enough, the coffee was on for the chimps. And Mr. Heidel had returned, fortunately, fully dressed. And, you know, well, the she-chimps gossiped and... you know, all that shit. Me and Mr. Heidel get down to more important business. Mr. Heidel, the chimps won't dig up Roman coins for Iggy out of their gardens.
Ain't no Roman coins here, Zamo. You gotta buy them online if you want some.
Okay, what about, toonies and loonies? Do you think the chimps might find Iggy some modern coins if they would obey me and dig some time team trenches?
Nah, fucking crackheads in this neighborhood would have picked up any coins that fell on the ground.
Well, Iguana gonna keep ordering them to dig. If nothing else, Iguana will get some entertainment value out of watching the manual labor if they ever comply and obey.
Whatever.
Can Iguana see your coin hoard, Mr. Heidel?
No!
Sharing is caring, Mr. Heidel.
Get your own!
Millie, you need to tell your man monkey to let Iggy see his coin hoard.
No, Zamo. If Jack doesn't want you messing with his coins, then you can't.
Whose side are you on, Millie?
Zamo, like, stop being an asshole.
Mind your own business, Chimpette. Anyway, so it seems Iggy can't get any free Roman coins out of the mud in either technical support monkey's yard or in Georgie's acreage or in the park. You know, and apparently I can't get any free coins of any sort snuck out of Mr. Heidel's coin hoard. But, you know, at least Iggy got some juicy gossip about Millie and Mr. Heidel. Unfortunately, Georgie apparently already knew, so she wasn't all that interested in paying Iggy the $50 for the juicy gossip. And Pierre, well, Pierre just really wasn't that concerned with who Millie's banging. So, yeah, another lost revenue opportunity. And of course, obviously, technical support monkey already knew, so she wasn't going to pay for information she already was privy to. Ugh, God damn it. Anyway, not much else to report this week. So that's it for this week's show. I gotta go have a nap. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zama the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you beat them severely. You make them dig trenches or graves, whatever, you know, whatever is useful. And then you go to my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com, and you grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talking 2 weeks next week. Bye.